Australia, good afternoon, good evening.
Good morning from, or good afternoon from the Okanagan, British Columbia. You hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Chris.
Great.
Articulate. How are you?
Yes. Great, thank you.
Mic check. Yeah, awesome to have you. All right. Might just give it a minute for some people to trickle into the space. NTO, how are you, my friend?
Doing very well, Queen. Chris, Articulate, hope you're having a great day today.
Great on my end. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really good here. I certainly didn't know you're part of the deal here, though. What's going on?
I love that guy.
Chris, I always just throw a co-host to someone that, you know, I can trust in the space. All right, well, I might get started. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all, and welcome to the Crypto Queen Show. This is episode number 9. Just my disclaimer that I say at the start of every show, I do not endorse any specific project, blockchain, or corporation. I'm here to raise awareness in the cryptocurrency space and the awesomeness in the blockchain technology and digital asset space. So anything you hear today is not financial advice. And always, I advise you to do your own research. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my speakers today to the stage. We have Chris from Corium Concepts, Articulate he is a musician and he is part of the Superledger podcast that Chris runs. He's co-host of that, and Chris is the host of the Superledger podcast also. So, and I've got Devon up there, who is also a validator on the Corium blockchain. So I just thought we might start with a little bit of your journey so far, Chris, in crypto, and how long you've been with Corium and how you came to be with Corium, and then Articulate will go to you. Just a little intro.
Sure, sounds good. Thank you for having me up here today. I really appreciate your space, and it was an honor to be invited as a guest. So my journey about 7 years ago, invested into XRP as my first entry into the space. I was researching it for a few months prior. I was researching it basically as it was reaching its all-time highs, and wasn't ready to get in at that time anyways, but fortunate for me, the market corrected significantly, and I got in at around that 17 cent area afterwards. So been here ever since. Through that, I got the Sologenic airdrops, and from that, the Corium airdrops. And I was digging pretty deep as early as I could into Corium once it became known. I was a little taken aback by the backlash from the community, XRP community, about the Corium project in itself. But that just kind of encouraged me to dig a little bit deeper. I'm a contrarian by nature, I guess, and I'm really glad I did. There wasn't a whole lot of information out there. So December of 2022, I guess it was, I was kind of at a point in life, just leaving my career behind for reasons we don't need to get into today, I guess. But that time of the pandemic, anyways, I decided to change paths and started this YouTube channel basically just to document my journey. I thought Corium certainly had the potential to be something special if they in fact could carry out their vision. And here we are just over a year later, a couple of years later since that started in general. But yeah, I'm actually more excited than ever about how this has all transpired with the interconnectivity of IBC and the soon to be deployed two-way bridge to the XRP ledger. I think I whether locked out or I like to say luck is just being prepared for opportunities. So I hope that's what my channel's captured. And yeah, I'll just share my journey here. And thanks for having me. And
yeah, great. Thanks, Chris. That's a good intro into your journey so far. So Articulate, would you like to just share a little bit about your journey so far?
Sure. Greetings and thanks to you to everyone that showed up today. I'm Articulate. I'm a recording artist and I've been doing music for most of my life, pretty much. I'm Jamaican born and raised. I've been in the United States close to 20 years now. And I've had some success with my music, getting national coverage, multiple stations across the U.S. and also not top 200 Billboard, but, you know, maybe top 300, top 500 with a couple of my songs. I got interested in blockchain, I would say maybe late 2019, early 2020. And I was curious about technology all my life. I always try to get the new phones and stuff, like, you know, I've been a tech fanatic, but where I saw what distributive ledger technology and what it could do and transform every industry, I got very curious. And I took a deep dive. I've been in this space every day, every hour, every minute for the past maybe 5 years. And I, you know, tried out a couple of projects in terms of investing and just learning the space. And then I eventually found XRP, of course, and that led me to Sologenic and Corium and what they were doing. And, you know, I've been with been in the Corium community for a little over a year now. And I've definitely been, you know, more than pleased to see what the results are up to today. And, you know, that's pretty much my journey. I'm also a part of the NFT NYC collective of you know, thought leaders. So in a couple of weeks I'll be also presenting there, speaking to, you know, the leaders in the space, ciphering with them about what this technology is and, you know, who are the forerunners, and especially bringing Corium to that space as well. So a little bit about me, and yeah that's all I have for right now.
Fantastic. Thanks, Articulate. And I'm just wondering, Articulate, if you could share I'm having trouble letting Chris up, NTO, if you could attempt that for me. If you could share your music up the top in the nest. And Chris, I'm having trouble.
I tried to come up. I think it's up already.
Yeah, it says there was an error. Chris, you might have to drop down, close out the app, and come back. Yeah, if you could share that Articulate up to the top in the nest for everyone. I love Articulate's music. It's like it's got a high vibration and it's a good energy. And, you know, merging music to the blockchain is something, you know, really new and I think this is a great way to expand on your audience, Articulate. I don't know if you want to say anything about that while we're waiting for Chris to come back.
Yes, for sure. And that's one of the key reasons that kind of led me more down, I wouldn't say a rabbit hole, but research into what blockchain is and what it could do to revolutionize every industry around the world. Because every business, every industry deals with, you know, some sort of payments or money for the most part, even ledger keeping. So as a musician, I saw long term that if I can get this right in terms of merging music with tech, especially blockchain technology, it could be something phenomenal, because, you know, you could have engagement with fans that you wouldn't be able to have before. You could pretty much cut out what the experience is with record labels or, gatekeepers, so to speak. And it could have a revolutionary effect in that way. So I do reggae music, for those of you who don't know. And coming from Jamaica, you know, I just experience, you know, some of the people who are legends in reggae music who never get the royalties they deserve, who never, you know, reap the fruits of their labor. And I see that blockchain technology can change that. And my job is not just to put my music on the blockchain, but to create a platform for musicians and for people like me who would like to have a better experience at what they do and solving a problem there. So long term, that's my goal. And this is why I wanted to find a good place to do that. And I've found between Corium, Sologenic, you know, XRP, Ledger, I think there is something there.
Awesome. It seems we've lost Chris. That's great. Thanks.
He basically just texted and said that whenever he tries to leave the space here, it says space ended.
Oh, so he should just close out the app and then he should jump back in through the Crypto Queen Show chat where I put it in there because I reposted it back in there. But there were some things, and I'm sure Articulate, you can talk about these things. There are some things that I wanted to cover off today, you know, around, well, some exciting things that I guess I think are happening in the Corium. So you've got an IBC protocol. Is that correct?
Yes, it's built on the Cosmos ecosystem.
Yeah, so do you want to talk a little bit about that for those that don't know?
Yes, for those who don't know, Corium is a third generation layer one blockchain, and it is a project that came out of, you know, Sologenic in particular, that's built on top of the XRP ledger. It was a free distribution to the XRP and Sologenic holders. And what their goal is to be pretty much like a hub to create what the interoperable experience is between blockchains, starting with the XRP ledger. So what their goal is in the very short term is to go live with a bridge that will be able to take any native XRP ledger asset into the IBC network and vice versa. So that's going to be something imminent. It's a goal to go live within before Q1 ends, which is the end of this month. And from what I've been seeing with the postings by Corium and Sologenic, I think it is very, very soon that will happen. So outside of the AMMs that I know that a lot of XRP holders are waiting for, it doesn't need an amendment to make that change or to have that accessibility to give your assets DeFi capabilities and more. So in the very short term, that is what Corium is going to solve. Also bring in support to additional ledgers like Ethereum, Binance, AVAX, Polkadot, and more. So those are going to be some of the support that they'll be providing to those blockchains through IBC, and you could throw XRP Sologenic in the mix. So very soon you'll have that full seamless interoperable experience where you can move assets to and from. So, you know, you could create a pool on, you know, say the XRP ledger with an IBC token and vice versa. And that's going to create new markets, new opportunities for holders who have been, you know, pretty much there with their tokens or their assets that haven't been able to have anything to do with them up until now. So the AMM is coming, the bridge, two-way bridge is coming, maybe before that, I'm not sure. But regardless, there is going to be a new day for XRP holders, and you'll be able to utilize your assets and benefit from passive income and more. That's pretty much in a nutshell what Corium is about in the near term.
Thank you, Articulate. Welcome back to the stage, Chris.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's probably X, not you. So, yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about what assets we may see on the two-way cross-train bridge, which will you'll be able to, you know, buy, what are we calling it, bi-directional bridge in both directions. So, Chris, we have, is it USDC, USDT, BNB, AVAX, Ethereum, Polkadot? What else do you have that will be in the mix there?
I'm not too sure what will be available at launch of the bridge. Basically, what is sitting on the Corium network right now that has been brought over from the IBC is the Atom token. So Atom token is currently on Corium, so that would obviously be a direct quick bridge over if anybody wanted to create a pool for that. And then also the Sera token for the Pulse. Sera, also a Corium native issue token. And Whelp is supposed to be launching a DEX also. I have not heard specifically what, I don't want to speak to, you know, what tokens they might have available in their liquidity pools at launch. I can't say at this time, but they're supposed to be launching this week also. So we should be learning a lot more about that. But the one I think that's important that I've heard a lot of developers and people in the XRP community talking about being beneficial on the XRP ledger is USDC itself. And the USDC on Corium network is brought over through IBC, and it's Noble USDC. So that is a natively issued USDC from the Noble ecosystem. So I honestly think initially that's going to be the most powerful pair, is because it can, you know, pair up with XRP or any native asset that's already on the XRP ledger. And then so what wants to move over from the Cosmos ecosystem, well, that's going to be interesting to see, right? It's going to be able to do, and it's just going to be interesting to see what projects determine that there's an advantage for them to be over on the XRP ledger. So I really do think it's going to bring value to the XRP ledger as opposed to try and extract from it. And that's just based on what Reza speaks to, how he designed this. It's meant to bring the value to the XRP ledger, and Sologenix is going to be a bridge to do that.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And so just with regards to, I know the Corium holders received an airdrop of Pulsera. And for anyone who doesn't have Corium, will they be eligible for the future drops of Pulsera if they were to invest now?
Well, Pulsera is a DAX, so it's really hard to say what can or can't happen with the community as far as directing what happens with the Sera assets. I can say currently the liquidity pools are over incentivized with Sera tokens by, I think, 300%, just, you know, being that it's a new DEX. So, you know, if DeFi is of interest to you, you've done your research and it's somewhere you think you want to be, the incentives are pretty high as far as getting rewards. And interestingly enough, it's been a very stable price token since its launch. It's you know, consistently hovered around that 3 cent mark, you know, between 2 and 3 cent mark since its launch. So it's been interesting to watch, you know. And like I said, it is controlled by the community, so anybody can spend some Sera tokens and create a proposal and you know, try and incentivize a pool or an ecosystem, however they choose. It just obviously be up to the community to pass that.
So Articulate.
No, I was, I thought you, so just to hone in more on what you were asking, I think you're asking about the airdrops, correct?
Yeah, just for anyone maybe who is not invested in the asset, will they be eligible to receive the airdrops? Because as I understand it, there's still another 3 airdrops to come.
Right. So no, not at this moment. So if you missed the first one, what they do is they tabulate your holdings every time the next one is coming up. So if you did even get the first airdrop and you lose or sell more than 10% of your Corium or Sera holdings, it will disqualify you for the future airdrop. So once you have the same amount from the last snapshot and above, you will qualify for the airdrops going forward. So if, say, you get the second airdrop and you move, or not move, but you sell more than 10% of your Corium or Sarah holdings, then it will disqualify you from the third airdrop. So that's how they designed the system. They did say there was some flexibility as well. If you, say, needed to use your Corium or your Sarah tokens, you can replace it before the next snapshots, and the snapshot dates are posted on the website. So, and you'll be able to kind of track and, you know, see how you could, you know, move around and, you know, benefit from, say, price movements and so forth. So just to answer your question more clearly.
Yeah, thanks, Articulate. That does clarify that, because I know that there's been quite a bit of talk about the airdrops, and so it's good to clarify that if anyone does want to invest, the eligibility for that. So thank you. Appreciate that. In terms of what you're doing, Chris, in Corium, I know you've got the DAO, the Core Community DAO. Did you want to talk about that?
Sure. We created the Corium Community DAO. Founding partners, Scott, Marco, and since then Articulate has come on board. We have about 260 members in our Discord and about the same delegating to our validator. And so the validator fees that we charge, 3% commission, that all goes back to the community. My partners and I have been funding the validator costs 100% since inception. The only outflow of any of those fees has been for charitable donations to the Hawaii incident that occurred last year. Basically what we want to do with that is create a obviously a decentralized and hopefully one day very much autonomous organization for the community to take the resources from the validator and other related projects that we hope to bring value to the DAO into the control of the community, basically. And I think it has a lot of opportunity to encourage others to build and grow. And I think our community has proven to be a very good hub of value as far as networking potentials and being on top of the developments as they occur. And if possible, you know, ahead of time, if you're a builder trying to get something on. So we made a lot of good connections and partnerships over the last year or so, and I assume that will continue. We're early in the process. So I would encourage anybody that wants to come by and contribute. That's basically at this time your membership fee is just come and hang out and contribute if you have something to contribute. We have website, corumcommunitydao.com. White paper, in our working white paper is there if you kind of want to get an idea of what we want to do as a framework. Obviously, that's at this time open for discussion and criticism and picking through, and we want to do it right. We've launched the Corium Community DAO token on the Pulsera network or the platform. It's on the Corium network, actually, but we haven't distributed any of that yet, just because early on here, it's not easy to distribute at this time, but those tools will become available. We've made some powerful partnerships with Lunar Space. We have a second validator with them, the CAF _LSI validator, and we're working with them to bring more tooling and things that we need to fully utilize the Corium network and all its tools. So yeah, it's kind of in a quick view. And if anybody wants to learn more, the website's there, Discord's there, but happy to share
more. So if you aren't following Articulate and Chris, I would highly recommend giving them a follow. And apparently I just got a DM that no one can see the spaces still. So if anyone has the ability to retweet this space out, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. So I wanted to ask about incentives to build on the Corium network. Are there any incentives or grants to build on the Corium network at this present time?
We've had three waves of grant applications So far, the third wave grantees should be announced soon, I would expect. I don't know for sure if there'll be a fourth wave. I assume there would be. I do know, as someone that applied for the grant in wave three, in the communications since then, they are starting a accelerator program. And that's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be the same as a grant process, but it'll be more community involved and kind of pitching it to the community. So I'm really interested to learn more details on that. That was just kind of released here in the last week or so. They do have an AMA coming up this Thursday. I anticipate we'll learn quite a bit more this week on maybe some of those initiatives. But yes, the Corium team has been very supportive. In fact, I've interviewed most projects on the Corium network, if not them all, many validators. The one thing that I consistently hear when I ask, what do you enjoy about building on Corium? It's the smart tokens, yes, but either in first or second place, it's always the support from the team and the foundation. So as somebody who's part of that community, that's definitely what I want to be part of. I think it's important to bring community together. I know it's important to them. Had the pleasure to meet the founders, Bob Reza, at the mainnet launch, and we, that's what, you know, we had our time to speak, and that's what it was about, is bringing community together. And you know, that's what Corium Community DAO is all about. And I know that's why I agreed to come on your space, Queen. You do a great job of trying to moderate spaces so it can be informative and educational, and that's what we need. We need to bring all these networks are on the cusp of being all interoperable. Like, we're, in my opinion, days, weeks away. I've been waiting many years for this moment. But the communities, I feel, are still a little bit lagging in that department. We got to become more interoperable as communities and support each other and what we're doing. We don't always have to agree, but you know, it's going to be far better for everybody if we all become interoperable like these technologies we're here supporting.
Yeah, Chris, you made some good points. Thanks for your kind words. I appreciate that. I just do the best that I can, and I'm learning and evolving, you know, with each show that I do, each episode. So, yeah, appreciate you guys really coming on here. And I love going to your podcast spaces as well. They're always moderated and super chilled. So, you know, thank you for what you and Articulate bring to the space as well. I would like to take any questions from the audience, if there are any questions. And I also would like to, while we're waiting to see if anyone's got any questions, if someone has a question and they can't come up to speak, you can DM me or throw it down in the bubble. But Chris, I just wanted to talk about staking your Corium, because I know there are a lot of options for that on Corium. So I just thought if you could touch on that for people, please.
Absolutely. Important part of the Corium ecosystem is staking. So it's not just to earn rewards. It's obviously a nice benefit, but it is to secure the network. Currently, we got about 55% of the Corium staked on the network. Obviously, the target is higher than that. It's currently providing an API of, you know, roughly 24, 26%. There's 64 validators to choose from. For those that aren't familiar with proof of stake networks and how that works, I really encourage you to understand it, research it before you get involved. There's 64 different validators. There are some that are community validators, like the Corium Community DAO. There's many of those. There's also many institutional validators there. They all have their own fee structures and purpose for being there. You know, just because it's a higher fee doesn't mean it's a bad validator or there for nefarious reasons. It's just everybody's there for their own purpose. And it's important that you understand that before you delegate. As much as I'd encourage everybody to come check out Corium Community DAO, it's also important to distribute your delegation between a few different validators. And the reason for that is, on a proof of stake network, the way validators are kind of kept in check, you know, so they're not misbehaving, I guess you could say, or not being properly maintained, is if something goes wrong, they get jailed. And if a validator gets jailed, it comes a slashing penalty. And that's a 5% slash of everything that's delegated. So that doesn't happen often. I know there has been a few validators recently. It looks like they've had some slashing incidents. But in the last year, I think in total, it's probably been under, you probably count it on one hand, if not maybe two hands. But it does happen. It's not to say that the validator did anything wrong. It's technology. Things happen sometimes. But that's why it's important to kind of spread your delegation out a little bit and to use the validators that you trust are going to have that maximum uptime and reliability and ultimately that are there for the betterment of the community. Many months ago now, I guess I did two-hour live streams, kind of went through each validator. At the time, I think we were in the 40s. And I was just saying to Articulate here the other day, it's about time I do another one where we kind of break down each validator and kind of explain, you know, what their setup is and link to their social medias and that, see what they're about, and issue any caution if there's reason to be any caution there. So I'll be doing that soon on my YouTube channel.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. And I love the transparency that you just gave there. So I think it is important to do a bit of research on the validators and who you're staking with. And just for transparency, when you stake to unstake, how many days is that, Chris, on the Corium?
Yeah, so when you unstake completely, if you just want like your assets liquid again, there's a 7-day period where you don't earn any rewards until your stake is unlocked. If you just wish to switch validators, say, hey, like I just want to move from this validator to this one for whatever reason, you can just re-delegate. You actually don't have to unstake to do that. So there's no waiting period or loss of rewards in that case. It's just if you're actually unbonding, saying I need my Corium liquid, and then you wait that 7-day period, which is pretty low actually. A lot of the Cosmos ecosystem, they go like 21 days.
Yeah, and there's
some
networks that it's 28 days for staking, and then there's some that are unstaking is 24 hours. So, but it's good for people to know and be aware of that. I think NTO, go for it. You don't have to put your hand up.
It's a Canadian thing. First of all, thanks for all the information you've been giving us for the last year plus since you've been doing this, Chris and Articulate. Question I have for you, sir, is these liquidity pools that we're looking at starting to do here in the community. In the future, is it possible for maybe you to do a podcast or have a segment on how these liquidity pools work and how you get into them and so forth? I've been into this here for 3 years now, and I still don't know how a liquidity pool works here. And if I don't know, I'm sure there's other people into it here. I think that would be something that would definitely help us.
Yeah, for sure. NTO, you know, I do my live streams. You've been there for plenty. We can certainly dedicate one for that. And with the new format we're doing there, it makes it a little bit more interactive. You can ask questions in real time there and get that answered. And I can share my screen and all that. Absolutely.
What an awesome idea. And I saw quite a few hearts in the audience for that, Chris. So I think that's a thumbs up to that one. If we've got any questions from the audience, if anyone would like to come up and ask any questions, feel free. NTO will let you up as co-host. But what, Chris, I guess, what are you most excited about in the next 12 months with Corium or Articulate?
I'm going to just take the low-hanging fruit here. This two-way bridge is going to be a game changer. I really think it's going under the radar. I think once it's implemented here, from what I look like, I've been checking my phone all day. I'm out on a hike here, but it seemed like it's imminent based on the social medias of the teams here yesterday. So I really think that's going to change everything. Interoperability has always been what we've been here. Even if you're just in XRP, it's, you know, the Interledger protocol. You know, it's always been about interoperability. We know it's not going to be a one coin system. I believe in a multi-chain ecosystem here, and I think Corium is offering something very unique. Reza, I think in his words, said it's one of the most significant things that they've built to date. And, you know, I'm pretty impressed with what Corium's capabilities are as far as a blockchain. So for him to say that, it certainly got my attention. So I think the next 12 months is just going to be watching the effect of that two-way bridge and what it does and how it changes the landscape.
Thank you, Chris.
Well,
go ahead, articulate.
Chris stole my answer, but I will say that one of the things I am excited about, and this is why I love Corium, is because they're in the universities and the schools. So they're teaching the future, you know, this technology. So I believe that that is going to make it a lot easier for mass adoption. Now, you picture a situation if, say, for instance, Corium becomes like they provide DAO services or like, you know, allow universities and stuff to utilize this capability in their teaching certain curriculums. Now you have this blockchain now able to link universities around the world or across the nation together and share information, start using the technology, not just teaching about it. So I'm very excited about that because, you know, in the next 12 months, you can definitely see what projects, you know, what developments, what solutions will be solved with Corium in the real world. So that's one of the things I am very excited about right now with Corium.
Yeah, to expand on that, I'm pretty excited. The universities Corium's partnered up with so far, I think it's UC Berkeley, but in more of my backyard, University of Calgary. In fact, March 31st on the Super Ledger podcast, I am going to have the University of Calgary on the podcast to talk about the Corium initiative. They are holding a retreat in the mountains here in Canada. Fortunately, it's for students only. I tried to get my way in there, but not allowed. But yeah, I'm looking forward to learning about how it affects what they're doing at the university level there, because I think it's a very powerful initiative.
Yeah, I think that's great. You're funny, Chris. You tried to get in there. It's only for the university students. You need to enroll. What was my question? I've lost my train of thought. Sorry. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. I have another point too to highlight, if you don't mind.
Please.
And this is the ISO 222 simulator. Now, for those of you who are not too familiar, that's pretty much the messaging standard that financial institutions, you know, kind of go by and use to send not just messages, but also, you know, payments between each other. So Corium is the only blockchain I know right now that has a live simulator that is in testnet right now. But you can go on corium.com and access the simulator, test it out to see how it works. But what I like about the token itself and the technology is that the ISO 222 standard is in the code. So what you're building on Corium has the ISO 222 standard in it. And the simulator is there. And pretty soon, from what they're saying, they have pilot programs that are in the works right now and institutional partnerships. So this is imminently about to be adopted by institutions. And that's another thing that I'm very excited about in the next 12 months.
If I could speak to that as a validator, the interesting thing I learned from the ISO 222 Corium workshop, you can go watch it on YouTube, actually, on the Corium's YouTube channel. So an actual real-time gross settlement payment consists of around 8 or 10 transactions, actually, to come to its full completion. And so when Corium has a block time of just under 2 seconds, you know, 1.75 to 1.9 seconds, as you multiply that by that 8-10 transactions, you can see how your block time, you know, comes into play when you're looking at, you know, speed for a real-time gross settlement. You take, you know, a 10-second block time, for example, that'd be 100 up to 100 seconds for that same real-time gross settlement transaction. So I really think Corium, between the simulator that Articulate mentioned there and the actual speed of the chain and the fact that it is built on chain is going to be a real advantage for us.
Yeah, thank you. I know what my trainer, I've just got my train of thought back. So for anyone who would like to invest in Corium, what wallets do you recommend for them to use to interact with the Corium and Cosmos blockchain? And where can people purchase or invest in Corium?
Core is available on several exchanges. BitTrue, Uphold is just a few. Mexi, I think, is another. Also, Osmosis, if you're in the Cosmos ecosystem, the liquidity there is now sufficient to trade there, I think. And I think last time I checked, anyways, I just wanted some Corium in a play wallet there. Last swap I did still on the XRP Ledger DEX was still fairly liquid. That I didn't buy a large amount, that being said, but there's still plenty of liquidity there from the XRP Ledger Corium too, and then you can just bridge it for free across to mainnet Corium.
Great, thank you. And just to, like, we've talked about what's exciting. Are there any major challenges on the Corium side of things, other than a waiting game for what's coming?
I think awareness, community, and growth. It was pretty shocking to see how many Corium wallets are on the XRP Ledger. I'm not going to be off on the numbers, but say it's like 40 to 50,000. And there's only 6,000 people, just over 6,300 people delegating their Corium on the mainnet right now. So, you just imagine if everybody with a Corium wallet came to delegate their Corium, that'd be a 10x right there in users. So I expect it's going to come. The tools at Pulsera and Whelp and other projects like bids.com is about to release the NFT marketplace. They recently launched .core domains. So I think once these things start to come and the two-way bridge and you just see that liquidity flowing through Corium, it's just going to bring more attention. I think even the Cosmos ecosystem is sleeping a little bit on Corium. And there's a massive amount of liquidity there. People often dismiss it, but the IBC network, over 100 blockchains, if you combine all that liquidity, it's actually bigger than Ethereum on daily volume. So, you combine these two massive pools of liquidity, and if Corium's got a really good decentralized bridge in between, that's a pretty powerful place to be, I think. And if everything aligns right and the technology works as anticipated, I really think that Corium could be the story of the upcoming bull run.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. So if you've got a Corium wallet and you don't have any Corium and you've not got it staked, you might want to take a look at that. That's I didn't know that the combined liquidity was more than Ethereum. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
Well, and on top of that, it's an ecosystem that's very, very keen on utilizing and deploying that liquidity for DeFi protocols and funding other projects like the Cosmos ecosystem. It's so impressive, their grants systems, that they support each other in that ecosystem. So it's not just a big pool of liquidity. It's a big pool of liquidity that's has no problem moving it around and building and trying to utilize it to its fullest extent.
Thanks, Chris. Are you climbing that mountain there, are you?
On the way down, actually, it's starting to rain, so we figure we better head back.
I can hear you kind of taking much larger strides and hurrying along the path. Intio, go ahead.
So, Chris, what do you think is going to basically benefit more from this, the Cosmos community or the XRP community? Because what I've seen of the XRP community, they're... we're kind of, with our XRP and everything, we hold kind of a solid to that. I don't really do a heck of a lot with it. Your experience with the Cosmos system, do you find they're a bit more willing to do things like that? To basically, you know, look at different avenues more so than...
I've done a lot of networking in the Cosmos ecosystem, just so I can learn about it. Obviously, Corium's built on it, so it was important for me to try and understand the technology it's built on. What I can say with almost all the Cosmos projects, builders that I've spoke with, interviewed, the nice thing is they understand what it's built on. So like, there's no trying to get them to understand IBC or the Cosmos SDK. That's already known and understood. So that conversation doesn't even have to happen. They just want to know what makes Corium different. Well, you know, what's interesting to us. And in that case, that's a smart token technology. And it definitely gets their attention, you know, when you talk about, you know, what that, you know, conversion rate is. Once they come take a look, I can't speak to that. I can just say the people that I talk to seem to stick around a while. And I see Chris from FlixBet's Fight Farms. He's in here. He was one of my earlier contacts in the Cosmos ecosystem, and he's launched NFTs. You know, in partnership with the Corium community here on his project, and he's been a valuable asset to our community DAO as far as providing that Cosmos IBC knowledge to the community in our DAO.
I see we've also got Marco in the audience. So hi, Marco. If either of you would like to, Chris or Marco, come up and speak, please feel free if you can.
Oh, if I may as well, touch on that point that NTO brought up, I think everybody wins in this scenario, both sides, XRP Ledger, Cosmos ecosystem, and more, because Corium will be integrating Bitcoin, Ethereum, Binance, you know, other blockchains. They'll be supporting them as well. So, if you look at it, having been on the Superledger podcast, we have spoken to Patrick there at Reaper Financial and Ascension Index. We've spoken to Moy Finance, and they know about Corium. And, you know, they said, Patrick in particular, if the two-way bridge is successful, they'll be looking at utilizing, you know, this technology. Moy Finance, their team members have indicated that Corium is a project they're looking at as well. So you look at on XRP.com, which is now becoming BIDS on Corium, they are, you know, using, integrating, building with this technology. So there's going to come a time when this community is just one community, and we all are utilizing and benefiting in every way. So I think that's the aim. You know, Corium was built out of a necessity to create these avenues, especially for the XRP Ledger and Solagenic. You look at Solagenic, they're tokenizing real world assets. Pretty soon, when they get through with what they're doing, and that is live, they'll be tokenizing stocks, bonds, real estate, you know, precious metals, and so forth. And you look at what Corium is, you can now bring DeFi capabilities to those assets. And I'm not sure if everyone is aware, the protocol layer for Corium, the XRP Ledger, and now Stellar is band protocol. And what they do is allow real-time updates of information, especially price and information. So when you're buying something like a real-world asset on these blockchains, the information will be moving in real time. So you won't say buy a laptop from me and it's lagging in, like saying the laptop is still available for purchase. Your information gets sent to your wallet. You are now the owner in real time. It's authenticated on the blockchain. And this is the future. You know, this is what is happening right now. So, you know, with that example in particular, we're seeing that The synergy is already there technology-wise. It's just that once we start having the UIs built out and, you know, more builders and you know, more projects start to utilize this technology that is, you know, at a foundational level right now, we'll start to all experience the benefits from whatever blockchain you're at, because as everything becomes one and it becomes the blockchain and not the blockchains, then, you know, it starts to have that synergy and seamlessly across all blockchains.
Beautifully said, Articulate. Like, I couldn't have said it. I definitely couldn't have said it better. Do we have any questions from the audience? Otherwise, I will close out. But what I wanted to say to Chris and Articulate is you're doing an amazing job on your Superledger podcast. You bring a wealth of knowledge to the Corium community, and I really enjoy going and listening into your spaces and educating myself. I find the spaces to be super friendly. That's something about the Corium community I've found is like really friendly and easy to get along and respectful, and I really appreciate that about your spaces. So keep doing what you're doing. I love what you're doing, and I look forward to seeing the XRPL two-way bridge with Corium. I look forward to the seamless transfer of assets between Corium and the XRPL. And I look forward to seeing that, like the AMM features and what is going to continue to grow, I think, in the Corium community. I don't know, NTO, did you want to say anything before I close out the space? But if you haven't given the speakers a follow, please do. Even if you just want to listen into spaces that Chris holds, because he holds different kinds of spaces. Marco, I see you want to come up. I'll just give Marco time to connect. How you doing, Marco?
Hey, how's it going, Crypto Queen? Thank you for having me up on stage. I'm at the airport right now, but just to touch a little bit about Corium Community DAO, I am the creator of CAF, our futuristic robot, and pretty much, what we built them out for is just to educate the community on Corium in a cool and engaging way. So, you know, just be on the lookout for CAF. We're definitely working hard and doing a bunch of cool stuff with that.
Yeah, thank you. Chris did touch on the Corium Community DAO a little bit earlier on before you came into the space, but I love that you came up to speak, and everyone give Marco a follow. And, it's been awesome to have everyone up. NTO, thank you for co-hosting. As always, you're awesome.
Can I just have one final thought here, Queen?
Of course.
I've been in a lot of spaces here, spent a lot of time in the XRP spaces, as we all have here, spent some time in the Corium space here. One thing I find a little bit different between the Corium spaces and the XRP, and when I basically have a question, and I mean I get answers also in XRP spaces, but when I have a question here or an issue or a problem or something, which I've had a few, still being new to everything here, when a guy at 4 o'clock in the morning across the world picks up a phone call from me about a question that I had, and basically says, "Hey, not a problem. We're here for you and everything." I mean, that is dedication, and I just want to do a big shout out to Scott, which is part of the Chris's team here. That impressed the hell out of me. So, I mean, I just want to say you guys are doing a fabulous job. So, thank you.
I appreciate that. He couldn't join us here. He's across the world, and a far different time zone right now, but I will relay that to him. We all appreciate your support. NTO, Crypto Queen, thank you so much for for having me up here and attending my spaces. There's a lot of people it takes to do what we've done. And we had a lot of ideas, and still there's not enough manpower to get everything going. So anybody wants to roll up their sleeves and help out, you'll have a welcome community. Whatever your niche is, we can get you in touch with something that resonates with you easily. And I just want to say that, you know, Marco, big part of the team also. I'm glad he was able to get up and speak to CAF. Saucy, I see he's here. He manages our Discord, which, I mean, it's just amazing from where we started to where it is now. Like I said, every time I have a guest on or make a new acquaintance in the Cosmos XRP ecosystem, I tell him, hey, come on, we're going to give you a channel in our Discord. And I'm sure I'm overloading him sometimes, but he just does it. And I can't thank him enough. So I just want to give him a shout out while he's here too. And many people I see here in the space, I always see you in our spaces and on my YouTube channel. And I really appreciate all the support. Here to provide value. I think the more of us that join the Corium community DAO and all come together and bring whatever your vision in this space is to our attention, and we all see it through together, I think it makes for a very powerful space. So again, Crypto Queen, thank you for having me here today. It's been an honor to attend. I was a little taken aback by NTO, the Albertan here, but he was very kind to me today.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
To have you, Chris. I do want to mention Accelerate has just popped in, and they're another validator on the Corium blockchain. And I will be meeting one of their team members on the XRP Gold Coast event. So I'm excited about that. Look, I think it's super exciting with where Corium can go. And Articulate, I'm excited for you with the merging of music and blockchain together. So, Chris, could you just do one thing? Could you share down in the comments your Discord so that it stays with the recording, and then people can jump into the Discord if they would like to or choose to? But it's been an absolute pleasure to have you all up here, and looking forward to seeing the growth with Corium. And without further ado, thank you for being on the 9th episode of the Crypto Queen Show, and wishing you all the best. Have an amazing day, and big love to you all.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these token knocks. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We raving under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Channel Spaces.